Good evening, it's Tuesday, April 30th, 2019, and this is the regular assembly meeting for the city and borough of Wrangell, Alaska. Roll call, please.
Assembly members Gilbert?
Here.
Morrison?
Yes.
DeLong?
Here.
Decker? Powell?
Here.
DeBoard?
Here.
And Mayor Pusanka?
Here. Have assembly member Gilbert do the Pledge of Allegiance for us tonight.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Ceremonial matters. We have one proclamation to read tonight. You bet. That's great. And this proclamation is celebrating the 50th anniversary of Municipal Clerk Week. Congratulations, ooh. Kim. May 5th to 11th, 2019. Whereas the office of the municipal clerk, a time-honored and vital part of local government, exists throughout the world, and whereas the office of municipal clerk is the oldest among public servants, and whereas the office of municipal clerk provides a professional link between the citizens, the local governing bodies, and agencies of government at other levels, and whereas municipal clerks have pledged to be ever mindful of their neutrality and impartiality, rendering equal service to all, and whereas municipal clerk serves as the information center on functions of local government and community, and whereas municipal clerks continually strive to improve the administration of the affairs of the office of the municipal clerk through participation in education programs, seminars, workshops, and the annual meetings of their state, provincial, county, and international professional organization, and whereas it is most appropriate that we recognize the accomplishments of the office of municipal clerk. Now, therefore, I, Stephen Pusanka, Mayor of the City of Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, do hereby recognize the week of May 5th through the 11th, 2019, as Municipal Clerks Week, and further extend appreciation to our municipal clerk, Kim Lane, and to all municipal clerks for the vital services they perform and their exemplary dedication to the communities they represent. Thank you, Kim.
Thank you.
I'd like to ask you to somebody. Where's the cupcakes? We always have cupcakes when we do these.
There's goodies in the kitchen.
They're in the kitchen, great.
And then,
go ahead, Kim.
For a ceremonial matter, I wanted to. Betsy McConaughey's last day was today.
Stole my thunder.
Yeah. So we sent her on her way to happy retirement, and we welcomed Marissa McComas.
Hi, welcome.
And so she will be also my deputy when I am not here. So.
Fantastic. Thank you and welcome.
Thank
and
you.
Best of luck to Betsy and all that she's taking on.
Husband full time.
So, do we have persons to be heard? Thank you. Mr. McConkey, for invocation, please.
Could I say something after the invocation, if you don't mind? I didn't sign up for that, but if that's
sure.
Okay with you. Okay, please stand as you're able. Let us pray. Dear Lord, keep watch over the assembly as they consider the business of the city and the borough of Wrangell. Give them guidance in the decisions that they are to consider this evening. May the outcomes be to the benefit of all the residents of this borough. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I just wanted to say one thing about the municipal clerk. I think it's city clerkdom or municipal clerkdom now or whatever they call it is really your backbone for all of you sitting there. She's the parliamentarian, the disciplinarian, and the person that should be giving you trouble if you do something wrong. So pay attention to her and support her and make sure that she gets the training, the ongoing training, because it works all the way through, you know, for years and years. When Christy was here, it took her, she was still doing training, you know, after the period. But make sure you support your clerk in the ongoing training that is only beneficial to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Mansa McComas?
McComas,
sorry. Mansa?
Did you want to say something, Marissa?
Oh, hi.
Hi. Okay.
Marissa,
sorry. And welcome again. And DJ McConkey, did you want to speak on to a certain item or just in general?
Not yet.
Okay, which item did you want to speak at? Public hearing?
I was having a hard time. I think I might have missed my shot. I think it was the work session.
Okay, you're welcome to come up and speak on it right now, DJ, if you want to. If there's something you'd like to say, please come up right now.
Sure.
And you can speak about that item. It's just fine.
All right.
Do I need to state my name for the record?
Just your name.
DJ McConkey, 5.5 mile loop road. What was discussed in the workshop?
DJ, this, unfortunately, we can't do that.
Oh,
if you'd like to say something about solid waste management, please feel free.
Yeah, actually, I would. When does I have the contract here that the city has with Republic? It interests me. When does this contract begin?
So, DJ, again, this is a chance for you to speak to the assembly, and okay. If you want to, what I would encourage you to do is, if you have specific questions, come in and see Lisa, and go over those questions with her.
Okay.
This is really your opportunity just to say your piece and for us to listen.
I would encourage you guys to pick up a copy of this contract that the city has with Republic. That, to me, in my understanding, it looks like it began July 30th, 2018. And in this letter labeled June 15th, 2018, it states, I don't want to read it, but to me, this lease, this agreement was re-upped July 30th, 2018. And so with talk of, I'm sure, this bailer, I'm just interested to see where that's stipulated within the contract. And I'd be interested to see if Republic is trying to push something upon us, or AML, or whatnot. I'm just interested to see if that's covered.
You bet.
And if it's not covered, then I would like to see the city, if they're going to open up negotiations, I would like the city to maybe put some language in there to the effect that the city should reserve the right to explore other options.
Sounds good. Thanks, DJ. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
And I do encourage you to come in and speak with Lisa when you get a chance. We'll just leave it at that for now.
I was just going to say, please come in and make an appointment, and DJ, to see myself and Roland to talk about this. Sure. We're happy to go over it.
Thanks, DJ. Appreciate you coming down. Any amendments to the agenda?
Mr. Mayor, if I may.
Yes.
I have a couple of amendments on items 13A, B, and C, the leases within the Marine Service Center.
So 13 new business A, B, and C, yep.
That's correct, Mr. Mayor. Assembly Member Powell came in today and pointed out a concern he had with regard to there being no specific language related to changes of the appraised value. And so we started looking at that and considering some new language. And based on that, I looked at the existing leases and realized that there were some other concerns I had with the existing leases. And then the mayor came in and expressed some concern about us moving forward with signing five-year leases when we know there are other changes that we need to have made. And so we are recommending that they be removed and that we go ahead and just redo the leases. There are, as I've mentioned to the assembly before, there are changes to the insurance requirements that need to be addressed that Susan Erickson has brought up that have not been able to be dealt with by the Ports and Harbor Commission yet. And there are just general language changes that need to happen in the lease, none of which were contemplated here because we were just trying to deal with the lease rates. And so for that reason, we're going to ask that these be taken off the agenda so that we can bring back a full complete package for you guys.
Is there any opposition to that?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Mr. Mayor, I have one more request.
Yes.
Item 13E, the water management strategy. We were unable to get you the version, the track changes version, as I said in the agenda statement, of what the water department would like to see for a change in the water management strategy. And this is a substantive conversation. And frankly, I should have just reserved it for a work session. We don't have a work session scheduled for the next agenda, so we'd like to just put this as the work session for the first meeting in May.
Is there any opposition to removing item 13E, water management strategy?
That's all I have, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Does anybody else have any other amendments to the agenda? Okay, hearing none. Conflicts of interest. Yes, Jim.
13G, North Durango Medical Center.
13G. And so for the public, this is a proposed resolution placing transfers of funding from the general fund reserves to the Durango Medical Center legacy account. Now, my understanding with this is that these are funds that we received that we're moving over into the legacy account where it belongs. It came through in the general to start with. Am I correct on that?
That's correct. And so these are things that will be used for post-hospital, post-borough ownership, hospital issues like demolition of the building or other things. These have no impact on the current Durango Medical Center owned by Surge.
Okay, so Jim, I don't see how this would impact your current job, but I would open it up to the assembly if anybody has any concerns about that. These are funds that we received as a part of the moving forward with the proposal letter just being put towards the demolition at the end, and it's really an accounting function on our end. So I'm comfortable with you not recusing yourself on that. Okay. Any other conflicts of interest? Hearing none. Moving on to the consent agenda.
Move to approve the consent agenda as submitted.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
DeLong?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. Item number 7, Borough Manager's Report.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I have a couple of things. The first thing, we realized that Assembly Member Gilbert mentioned that we didn't have a delinquent accounts report on here. We'll make sure that gets on the next one. I apologize. I jokingly said to the clerk after she brought that to my attention, we shouldn't have any because we wrote everything off at the last meeting. So hopefully there aren't too many more since then. But
we need to see it so we don't write all that stuff off.
Agreed. Yeah. And it should have just a standard placeholder on the meeting. So we'll make sure we get that to you as well. But I do have a couple of other items I wanted to mention here. I will reiterate what the clerk said earlier, that today, sadly, was Betsy McConaughey's last day, and we wish her very well in retirement and all the best, and hope she won't be a stranger here at City Hall, that's for sure. The other thing I wanted, a couple of things that outside of the KYP email I sent over the weekend to you guys, I wanted to mention is we received yet another email today from the Economic Development Administration. This time they said everything had been through legal review, but here are some things we still need. Three of the five things they requested had already been presented. So Amber began working on a repeat of the information that's already been sent and addressing the two items, and she'll get that stuff to them. I don't know what to tell you other than this is the most bureaucratic process I've ever seen in my entire life. So we'll continue to keep you posted. Another item that came up today, it became clear that the generator container that is being shipped out of California cannot be shipped without it actually either meeting a low boy in Seattle before it is put on the barge, or being put on a low boy and actually trucked on it out of California. And the reason for that is because they do not have the equipment to be able to handle it without it specifically here. There would be no way for us to get it off the barge without it being towed off on the low boy. So we have temporarily put a stop on the truck. These trucks were scheduled to leave here in the next couple of days to go down and get it. Everybody understands what's going on. And As Rod mentioned at our last meeting, we do have to find a lowboy. Royce has started looking for those in both the California area and the Washington area because, as I said, we could put it on a lowboy in California and truck it all the way north to Seattle to get on the barge, or we can put it on the trucking company's lowboy, get it to Seattle where a lowboy that we own is waiting, and AML can move it with a crane there in Seattle onto our lowboy and put it on the barge. So we have one of two options there. So we're looking at those, and I'll be bringing stuff back to you. Rod mentioned that he thought one of those was going to cost about $100,000. We actually, Royce, again, has been scouring the internet, and they range in price from like $23,000 to like $65,000. So there's, he's doing all of the research, and when we have something that we think is a viable option, we'll get it fully vetted and bring it to you. But we're in a temporary pause on that right now. Related to the generator project, I mentioned to you guys that I had floated this idea to Senator Stedman's office about maybe the new cat-in-the-box that we're creating could be used as the backup generator for the airport. And so I sent a white paper on that to Senator Stedman's office. He sent it to DOT. DOT has responded and given me the name of a contact. I just got that late this afternoon. So I'll be following up with DOT. I have no idea if that'll get anywhere or not, but it's worth a try. The other thing I wanted to mention is in the email I sent over the weekend, I let you know that I was preparing a letter to go to DEC regarding our air quality permit limit extensions. That has been submitted, and although I haven't gotten a response from the DEC commissioner or the air quality director, I did get a response from Stedman's office, and they said the correspondence looked great. So I got to tell you, Stedman's office and Ortiz's office is just incredibly engaged with us. I can't speak highly enough of the attention that I get morning, night, weekends, whatever is necessary from everybody. So thanks to them. June 6th has been decided as the date that AML, the Alaska Municipal League, is holding the online sales tax summit to discuss sales tax negotiation governance and definitions for a statewide organization that will manage this whole online sales tax thing because that was one of the issues that came up as a result of the federal case that came through, is that you really have to have one statewide clearinghouse for sales tax issues. So I'm still working on trying to figure out who is going to attend that. They recommend that it be a manager, a finance director, or somebody that actually has the capacity to make decisions for how things can happen within a municipality. So I'll bring that back to you, but I want to let you know that somebody from Wrangell needs to participate in that. So that's I'll have more information on that. And I think that's all I've got, unless anybody had any questions on the stuff that I sent out. We will be having an update on the mill property in a short executive session.
Anybody have anything else for Lisa?
Well, secure rural schools.
Yeah.
Our lobbyist from D.C. had a different figure in their letter, about 61,000 more than what we received. Do you have any background on that?
No.
They quoted $986,580, which is about a 60.
Oh, now that's interesting. Huh. Yeah, the figure that I gave to you right here, the 925,412, is on the letter I received from the state.
Okay.
So I didn't.
Our lobbyist like is not above making mistakes.
I'll figure out what the discrepancy is. Thank you.
Yeah.
Our lobbyist called Rimbo Islands a rimba.
I know.
I like the name.
It's got a more sort of a Caribbean flair to it. I'm going to Zarimba Island.
You know what's probably happening is the state's giving that $61,000.
Probably they're withholding that.
Any other questions?
That's okay, and that's what I thought, yeah.
Is there any other questions for the city manager? Okay, borough manager's report. Or sorry, city clerk's report.
Just one thing, I was looking up online when during the work session about the plastic bag ban, and I did find a House bill that speaks to that, so I will I'm going to look at that, and I'll ask Sarah at the LIO to please keep an eye on that as well. And then I'm sure you all saw that we have an extensive work session calendar ahead of us, so I will remind you each day.
Yes, you may have a do-over.
I have one other thing I wanted to add. Cindy Crary got me an update on the Keene River Birding Festival that took place over the weekend at the Nolan Center. And there were 20 entries in the art contest and over 30 entries in the photography contest. And the art winners were Mary Friedrichs, Bonnie Ritchie, Kailana Church. And then there was a nature journaling class taught by Kim McNett, which was a huge hit with about 20 people in attendance. And she did classes at the elementary, middle, and high school as well. And then they did an open mic night, which was very well attended. And then there was a Bird Fest reception. And then Saturday was community market and crafts and Ducks Unlimited. And Ducks Unlimited was catered by the Stikine, and there were approximately 150 people in attendance.
Excellent.
So, lots of stuff going on. In addition to that, interviews are being held tomorrow for the facilities manager at the Nolan Center, which cannot come too soon because the director is working 7 days a week, 14 hours a day. So she needs some relief, certainly. And the police chief position closes on Friday. And so we'll be looking to start that process very soon. I believe we have four.
Does anybody want to do over to ask Lisa a question on any of the things she did over? Okay, sounds good.
We do
that. Okay, come on up.
Alicia Mullen, Edel Fork, Case Avenue. Yes, we do have four applicants for the police chief position, and they're at this point in time all in state.
They are
all in
state.
Okay, so. Is there anything else for real quick, Val?
Nope. Does anybody have any questions? Okay.
Mayor and Assembly business. Does anybody have any reports to give?
I'd like to speak on something. We talked about the Path to Prosperity briefly, and they're actually coming to town. It's kind of an economic stimulus for business in our community, and we're going to have a meeting at Shop Groundswell at 5:30 May 8th, from 5:30 to 6:30. So there'll be a correspondence that's doing one-on-one for different business proposals in town. So that's great that they're coming to town. And so that's at 5:30 May 8th.
Perfect. That's great. Anybody else? Okay. There's no assembly or mayor appointments. We have one public hearing. Proposed ordinance number 961 of the Assembly of the City of Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending certain sections in Chapter 15.04, Water, and Section 15.12.050, Meter Deposits, in Chapter 15.12 of the Wrangell Municipal Code. This is the second reading. I will declare the public hearing open, and I'll ask if there's any administrative reports at this time.
I don't have anything to add other than that we did have the attorney address the issues that Assemblymember Gilbert brought up.
Excellent.
He made a minor change to the ordinance and just clarified that we may only change this going forward for new folks. So what we need to do if we want to clear the debt for the city and not continue to be accruing interest is we need to make sure that everybody that is current with their bills and has been for a year is getting their deposit back. And the interest that is accrued on it, so that we are starting from scratch and only paying interest and giving benefit to those people who aren't paying their bills.
Right, there's something a little screwy with that. Okay, sounds good. Actually, it's a public hearing, so we're going to get that administrative report. I don't have anybody on my list. Is there anybody currently in the audience that would like to speak on this item in this public hearing? I don't see anybody, so I'm going to...
Caleb.
Oh, Caleb, yes. Sorry. I had a beautiful flower in my way. I apologize, Caleb.
This is for comments or to ask a question?
This is for questions or if you'd like to make a comment. Come on up.
Caleb Vierkant, Bishop Row Apartments, reporter for the Wrangell Sentinel. I just wonder if I could get a little bit of clarification on what exactly this is and where this $22,000 that the city owes is coming from.
So, Caleb, I'm going to refer you to our minutes from our last meeting. It's really outlined very well, but this has to do with an accounting matter that took place many years ago when these deposits were set up. We were paying an interest on the deposits, and it's actually quite a high interest rate. But I'll refer you to the minutes for the overall item, and or else you can give a call to Lisa tomorrow, and she'll update you for your report.
Well, my deadline's tonight, so I'll just check the minutes.
Yeah, well, you can check with Lisa afterwards so that...
All right. Thank you.
Sorry, I just don't want to rehash everything at this point. Okay. Anybody else in the audience? Okay. So at that point, hearing no other questions from the gallery, we'll close this public hearing. And moving on to... do I have a motion for this?
We need a motion.
Yeah, okay. Sorry. I see now where I have to go. I apologize. I'm in the Eastern time zone still. I've just been, so it's like way past my bedtime.
Move to approve ordinance number 961 as amended.
Good move. We have a second.
Second.
Good move and seconded. Any discussion?
Does this mean that my deposit that I made in 1982 from our first apartment, you're going to give me money?
If it hasn't already been
paid, I'll get the dividend. Do you want to answer similar to Raphael's question?
So if there are folks who have submitted deposits, no matter how many years ago it was, and they are in good standing, and by good standing, by code, that means you have are current and have been for the last 12 consecutive months, all of those people will receive their deposits back with all of the interest that has accrued since that deposit was first paid. And I believe that's 5% a year.
Okay. So we'll look forward to that. Is there any other comments?
Just real quick.
Yes.
Would it be possible to offer a credit instead of cutting everybody in town a check?
I don't know the answer to that question, but that has come up internally in discussions, and if we can do something like that, we will.
Okay, it saves a lot of work.
Yeah.
Okay.
Some people that are going to get 12 cents.
Yeah. Cost more to process.
Yeah, whatever. Exactly.
Okay, any other questions? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Morrison?
Yes.
DeLong?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
And Mayor Brisson?
Yes. Okay, so with the, moving on to new business, items A, B, and C have been removed. We're going on to item D, approval of late file senior tax exemption for John and Michelle Banya.
Michael.
Or Michael, sorry. We have some recommended motion.
Move to approve late filing senior tax exemption for John and Michael Banyan.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly members DeLong?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
And Mayor Brisson?
Yes. Item E has been removed from our agenda. F, proposed resolution number 04191456 to the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, providing for the amendment of the police chief job description.
Move to approve resolution 04-19-1456 that updates the job description for the police chief.
Been moved. Do you have a second?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Discussion.
I wanted to add something. Where it says plans, coordinates, and oversees local emergency drills, I would like to add to that, evaluates and reviews all emergency and crisis management plans of public entities, i.e. school, city, borough. I would like the police chief to be cognizant of emergency plans or crisis management plans of our some of our major institutions.
For sure.
I even thought about the clinic and the hospital, that he should be maybe not involved in it, but he or she should be apprised of it.
I think there's a couple of roles there that I had thought about as well, but we have a committee, an emergency committee, correct, Lisa? Is that still in standing? We used to, I believe Jamie Roberts was involved in it. And with it.
So that was the local emergency planning committee, which is different. Really, the LEPC is hazards, like chemical hazards. That's like, really what
like LEPC, ammonia.
Like ammonia from the plant, or right, propane, you know, that sort of stuff. So the focus of the LEPC, although Jamie was fantastic and took it a little bit further than that, that's really what it is. I have never had a local emergency committee. I haven't been involved or seen a meeting or have been made aware of one since I've been here, other than an LEPC.
Well, for example, tonight we're doing the mass casualty drill at the airport.
Right.
And so there's, you know, the fire department, police department, and the hospital and clinic will be training tonight. But yeah, I think the police chief, you're right, needs to be involved and appraised of what's going on. And you don't think the current wording captures that well enough?
No, I would like to have, you know, the police chief even not only know about contingency plans, but maybe sign off on them, you know, to have some knowledge.
Well, there's, sure. I mean, we have a fire chief that signs off on these contingencies. You know, the state is evaluating. We're mandated by the state to do this one. So I think the fire department takes the lead, and the hospital runs their own mega code thing in that. But can you check and see what other communities have listed for police departments for that?
I can do that, Mr. Mayor. The other thing I will bring to your attention is in the second to the last bullet on that same page, I say, serves as a member of the borough's incident command system team and may be required to serve as the borough's emergency manager. And in that regard, I would think that the police chief would be required to be approving emergency plans or reviewing emergency plans. If you would like me to take that sentence and make a change to that to specify review, I can wordsmith it appropriately. To say review and approve emergency plans for, you know, organizations around the community, I certainly can do that.
Yeah, that's,
is it okay if I put it in that location?
Yes, I did consider that also, that location.
Okay.
But either location.
Okay, if you are comfortable with me coming up with some language, then we can make that change.
Any other changes from anyone else or questions on that? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Can I first get a nod of at least four heads that agree to that change?
Yes, I agree.
I'm hearing no one disagreeing, so let's go with that.
Okay. Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
DeLong?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. Okay. G. G, proposed resolution number 0419-1457 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the fiscal year 2019 budget in the general fund by transferring $250,000 from the general fund reserves to the Wrangell Medical Center legacy account, accepting $14,338 of additional revenue from the Wrangell Medical Center cost reports to the Wrangell Medical Center legacy account, and authorizing its expenditure.
Move to approve resolution number 04-19-1457.
Moved and seconded. Discussion.
Mr. Mayor, can I just explain this maybe to help the listening public a little
Absolutely.
Bit? So as a part of the cost report closeout at Wrangell Medical Center for monies that was due to the borough, we received a check from Search for $264,338. As a matter of accounting, because we had an outstanding debt with Wrangell Medical Center from from a line of credit that we had given to them of $250,000. $250,000 of that $264 and change was used to offset that debt. Because that the line of credit was given out of the general fund reserves, that money went back into reserves. But we had talked about with the assembly keeping all of the money from Wrangell Medical Center together so that we could use that to deal with the hospital building or other things that came along. So what this resolution does is it takes that money back out of the general fund reserves and puts it into the legacy account and takes the additional $14,338 that had not been accepted as revenue yet that came in that same check, puts it into the same legacy account. But I wanted to let the assembly know that, that you are making a conscious decision with this to take the money out of reserves and put it into the legacy account. So I just wanted to make sure that that was clear for everybody. And you may decide that's not what you want to do. You may want to keep it in reserves instead.
Any discussion on that?
Yes. So if it's in the legacy account, it's earmarked for the existing building.
It's earmarked to do whatever we need for hospital stuff.
Right.
Yes, that's correct.
And if it's in the general fund, it can't be earmarked for that?
It can be. All it takes is a resolution at any time to do that.
I would like to see it moved over towards the fund, towards, we know the destruction of that building and demolition of that building is going to be close to $1 million. So when we get a chance to put some money, I know if it's sitting over here, we know what it's for. So my preference is
for Baylor.
Yeah, that's right. Rolly will be on it.
Maybe that's what we'll do, is the legacy fund will loan the solid waste 12%
interest.
There
you go.
That's what I was thinking.
Perfect.
Okay. Is there any other discussion? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
DeLong?
Yes.
And Mayor Persaud?
Yes. Proposed resolution number 04191458 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, approving a fair housing policy and providing for an effective date.
Move to approve resolution number 04-19-1458.
It's been moved. Do we have a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Discussion. Lisa, give us an update on this one.
I do. So, Mr. Mayor, this is another housekeeping item for the community development block grant for the fire pumper truck. But the resolution says there are certain obligations that we have, and I just wanted to let you know that Carol outlined how those obligations are being met. First is a community development block page on the website is being created, and all relevant documents will be posted on the page, including this resolution. Then a fair housing resolution, almost identical to this, that was approved at a previous meeting for, that was previously approved for a sewer pump project that was funded by CDBG, is also going to be, is also required to be made current, and so we're going to be doing that, I guess. Then a fair housing poster provided by the CDBG Grant Administration Office has already been posted on the city's front bulletin board and at the fire hall. And I guess a previous poster was already on the board, but was removed and replaced with the current version. Also posted on the bulletin boards at City Hall and the Fire Department is a notice of a complaint process. If residents have any complaints regarding the implementation of the CDBG program. And then finally, a policy or plan of proposed action to further fair housing is actually being reviewed with the CDBG staff administration. And if necessary, we'll come back to the assembly at a future meeting to be addressed if we have to put one forward. So I don't want you to think that we just say, okay, we have these obligations to meet and they're not being addressed. So thank you for letting me outline those.
You bet. Thank you. Any questions on that fair housing policy? Hearing none, poll vote.
Assembly members DeBoard?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
DeLong?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Persaud?
Yes. Item 13I, proposed resolution number 04191459 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the fiscal year 19 budget in the Residential Construction Fund by accepting revenue from the sale of the Edelin Avenue Lot A for the deposit amount of $9,569.50 and Lot C for the minimum bid value amount of $32,400 and authorizing its expenditure.
Move to approve resolution number 04-19-1459.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Mr. Mayor, would you like me to explain this?
Yes, please.
So we actually will be going over this tomorrow night in our budget. So these are, this is money that we've taken in as part of the Edelman lot sale that the assembly approved. One of the lots that was actually bid on, the requirement was you had to put 25% down and the remaining was due in 90 days. So that's why for lot A, you're only seeing the quarter amount there as the deposit. So within 90 days, we will be bringing the rest of that revenue back from the sale of that property to you in a similar resolution. The second lot was paid for, went for sale over the counter and was paid in full when it was purchased the following Monday. So that's why the whole amount is there. We are moving this money into the residential construction fund, and this money is going to be used to pay for the survey stuff that we talked about with the Institute property and other things so that it does not have to be a general fund expenditure. So we're able to use the revenue from the lot sales for furthering future residential housing development or land development. So that's what it was intended for, and that's what we're going to use it for. But we'll talk a little bit about that tomorrow at the budget meeting.
Any questions for Lisa on that? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
DeLong?
Yes.
Howe?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
And Mayor Pisanga?
Yeah. Post resolution number 04191460, the Assembly and City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the fiscal year 19 budget in the sanitation fund by accepting revenue from the sale of scrap metal and batteries in the amount of $2,120.15 and authorizing its expenditure.
Move to approve resolution number 04-19-1460.
Second.
Just to the clerk, is it important that the entire motion is written, read as written?
No.
Okay, that's good enough. Then move and seconded. Any discussion?
Anybody want background on this?
I think it's pretty self-explanatory. Rolly's out there selling the scrap for it.
Our guys are scrappy as ever.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Morrison?
Yes.
DeLong?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
And Mayor Pisanga?
Yes. And so the next two are actually going to be voted on once we come out of executive session. But before we go into executive session, I would just like to comment on these beautiful flowers that Maya provided from her shop, and what a nice addition they are to it. So thank you very much, Maya.
You're welcome.
That's very nice of Groundswell to brighten our day here. Brighten our day. Thank you very much. Okay, so we have 15A, which is, I'll just go say right now that the item 14, attorney's file, available for review by assembly members in the borough clerk's office. Item 15. Executive session. We can read both of these at the same time, correct, Kim?
Sure.
Okay, so item 15 is executive session mill property purchase update, and 15B is executive session borough clerk proposed contract and update to job description. We discussed in executive session. There's recommended motion at the bottom of both of those.
Move pursuant to Alaska Statutes 44.62.310(c)(1) that we recess into executive session to discuss matters in which the immediate knowledge would clearly have an adverse effect upon the finances of the borough, specifically the update to the proposed purchase of the mill site property, and invite the borough manager to attend. Do you want me to roll the next one?
Just roll it right in there, you bet. And also if we could roll in the Kim attention.
Yeah, can we do
you want to vote this one first? Okay, we'll vote on the first. So any discussion on that?
Or second.
And seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly members DeLong?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
And Mayor Pisanga?
Yes. The second item is for the contract and update to job description for the borough clerk. Recommended motion is posted at the bottom.
move pursuant to 44.62.320(c)(2) that we recess into executive session to discuss matters that may tend to prejudice the reputation and character of any person, specifically to discuss the borough clerk's proposed contract. Second. And again, invite the borough manager and the borough clerk.
I think we're probably more appropriate for the clerk. But yes, any discussion on that? Hearing none, we'll vote, please.
And that one, I believe, Assemblymember Morrison, you seconded. Did you second that? Okay, thank you. Assemblymembers Powell?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
DeLong?
Yes.
And Mayor Pisanka?
Yes. I was remiss in not reading a statement regarding, just to the clerk, would it be appropriate? I'd just like to do it before we sign out. Assemblymember Decker requested that we make a statement regarding the lawsuit that is taking place between the city and Mr. Valvoda, and I wrote up a statement and had our attorney review it with me, and I just wanted to read it to the community tonight. And this will be the only statement we're making on this matter. I'd like to take the opportunity to comment on the litigation initiated by Mr. Valvoda against individual members of the Borough Assembly and Assembly staff. Mr. Valvoda is suing 8 current and previous members of the CVW Assembly and staff. On March 6, 2019, notice was served by Mr. Valvoda alleging that the Assembly members and staff did not apply due diligence in the hiring of a new public works director. We do not agree with his allegations, and we have filed an initial response. We note that Mr. Valvoda appears to have chosen to litigate this matter not only in the court but also in the newspaper. The city will not be responding to Mr. Valvoda's statements in the press, as we feel these matters now need to be settled in the courts. We thank the community for their understanding as we move through the legal process which Mr. Valvoda has initiated. And that was the statement on that. And with that, we will adjourn into executive session at 8:46. 7:46.